This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Thursday. I'm recording this in the best weather known to man. It's in Nashville, 65 degrees. You can always feel when the seasons start to switch up on you. I don't know about your personality, but my personality loves the changing of seasons. And it's been actually an issue I've had to kind of get over because my wife will make fun of me. She'll be like, all you care about is the next season. I'm like, yeah, because it's awesome. She's like, you just spent 4 months waiting on this season. Then you get this season and you're ready for the next season. I'm like, yeah, because it's awesome. The next season is the coolest season. And I've had to learn actually that the current season is the best season and to learn to live in the moment and be present. I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs here in a couple of weeks, and I just put together some things that I feel like God wanted me to say, and I think the room is going to get a lot of value from it. I'm going to share it with you here first. I'll never forget a couple of years ago, I was doing 75 hard, which is like a mental/physical, it's more of a mindset program. You do a bunch of crazy stuff. It's kind of cool. You should look it up, 75 hard. And I had to get my second workout end of the day, and there's a tornado warning in Nashville. It's about 9 o'clock. I said, I got to go get my second workout. My wife is like, yo, don't. You could die. I'm like, nope. I'm going to brave the weather because I'm on 75 hard. So I go out. I'm drawn to storms. I love them. Me and a buddy, when we were growing up, we would used to just like chase storms and sit in the middle of a car while it was probably really risky. I don't recommend that, but there's something about storm. Storms switch up and rattle the atmosphere. And said, no, I'm going for it. So I got outside and I start walking, and I tend to pray while I walk, pray when I work out too. Something about physical pain brings me closer to God. And I go, hey, here's what I want. I started praying. God said, no, I'm about to bless you. I said, yo, let's go. Let's go. I heard the phrase, I'm about to bless you. And I kid you not, for a year and a half, my life twisted and tilted upside down. It was the hardest season that I had ever gone through. And I remember about halfway through being like, what the F? Like, did you lie to me? What is this? I'm in a wilderness. Wilderness is the analogy for like you're in a season where there's no fruit. There's no reprieve. And I heard God say, the blessing is anything that brings you closer. Closer to your true identity, closer to God, closer to your mission. And I've thought a lot about that conversation. And I realized that there were things in my identity, there were things in my attitude, things in my belief systems that were not conducive for me to be who I was supposed to be or in the rooms that I was supposed to be in. And in hindsight, you look back at this and it's obvious to me. It's not obvious when you're going through it, which is why I'm recording this now. So these are a lot of people who are going through their own wilderness season. The wilderness is a gift because it ejects or it removes or it dismantles the things that have to die or have to be removed for you to be who you're supposed to be. It's not all offensive. Winning is not all, well, I'm just going to develop my skills and grow in this area. A lot of success and progress is equally about deleting the things that you've picked up along the way that are not conducive for where you're supposed to be. Attitudes, beliefs, relationships, trauma. We pick things up, don't we? Like we pick them up like picking up trash on the side of the road. And this wilderness season for me, what it did is it rattled me to the point where the things that were not needed were removed. And as they were removed, my identity changed. It's encouragement for you. If you're going through a season you feel like just sucks, it's hard, it's difficult, it's not what you expected, here's the key. Look around and ask yourself, if you have a relationship with God, ask God, what is it that needs to be removed for me to move to the next thing? Because blessing is anything that moves you closer. Blessing is not just making more money. Blessing is not just getting new cars. All of the accolades of success are in the backside of moving closer. That's all I got. Adios. Love you. Make it a good day.